Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Glad you're with us today as we continue in our series on marriage. This is Session 6 of The Grace Guide to Marriage, and we hope you're enjoying and benefiting from the study. So let's get it underway and turn to Bob Christopher.
Well, let's do. Thank you, Bob. Today we're going to talk about some practical applications. We've talked about our four guiding grace truths that should be a part of every single marriage: cleave, leave, cleave, become one flesh, and serve one another in love. Those are the four guiding truths. And most men will hear those and listen to those and then have a blank look on their face and say, help, how do I execute those? How do I carry those out within the relationship? And that's where we really have to depend upon Jesus Christ. We have to rely upon him to help us be creative, to love our wives under those four guiding truths. And that's why, again, it's so important for believers when they enter into marriage to recognize the most important thing that they can do for their marriage is to grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. As Peter put it in his second letter, grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing you can do as far as your marriage relationship is concerned. That's why, you know, as far as people asking for resources that could help them in marriage, I would suggest reading Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Sure.
It's one of the best resources that will help your marriage. I don't talk a lot about marriage in there, but I talk a lot about this relationship that we have with Christ and how we live that in dependence upon him and how we experience his life being lived out through us. Well, if you got that part going for you, then marriage is going to be a wonderful expression of that particular relationship with Jesus Christ. But even there, we still need some help with some of the practical application. So that's where we're going to spend the bulk of our time today, on the how-tos of loving your wife as Christ loves the church. Mm-hmm. Now, this is more than just a feeling. We're not talking about that romantic feeling that attracted you to your wife when you first met her. We're not talking about that type of feeling. Now, that's important, but that kind of comes and goes over time. I mean, when you first meet, when you're dating, I mean, that passion is just flowing. I mean, those romantic feelings just keep amplifying almost every single day, and all the way through the wedding and then through the honeymoon. And then somewhere along the first year, they start to wane a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go away, and that doesn't mean they're always going to be on a downward path. You're going to see them come and go and be as intense as they were when you first met her. You know, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. Other times it's just like those aren't there. But what we're talking about today is the action of love. In the definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13, all of those 15 statements that Paul makes concerning the love of God for you and me and how we're to love one another are action statements. They're not descriptors. They're not adjectives. All of those words are verbs. So when Paul writes love is patient, that word patient in the Greek is a verb. It's not an adjective. Love is kind. Now, we would say that's an adjective, and in that sentence, it's an adjective. But in the Greek, it's a verb. So love really is an action. So how do we act out the love of God for our mates? And specifically, this is for husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church. Well, I think we need to understand something about our wives. And the first thing that we need to understand is that their core need in a marriage relationship is security. Now, for the man, that core need is respect. But for the woman, it's security. That's why it's important for us guys, for us husbands, to say to our wives as often as we can that I love you. Why? Because that is something you're doing. verbally communicating to her that she really is the one for you, that you do love her. And there's something that happens when she hears that and receives it and recognizes that that's a sincere, genuine statement coming from your mouth. So one of the things that we can do in our relationships with our wives is constantly tell her that we love her, constantly tell her that she looks great. You know, here in this passage in Ephesians, it says that Christ loved the church by sanctifying her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. You know, when we are really exercising the love of God toward our wives, we see them as without blemish, without spot, perfect in our sights. So when they ask us questions like, you know, does this make me look heavy, or does this outfit? No, it doesn't. We're not seeing that. So don't make us answer those questions.
It would help if you stopped asking.
That's exactly right. Don't make us answer those questions.
Oh, I could get you guys in big trouble right here.
So our words and our deeds need to be laser focused on that need for security as far as our wives are concerned. Now, one of the things that we have to recognize is, you know, oftentimes we'll come home from work, or, you know, wake up on a Saturday morning, and all of a sudden we feel like we're being hit by a buzzsaw. You know, everything's wrong. She hates the carpet. She hates the color of the paint on the walls. The kitchen is too small. And as she's starting to say all of these things, our minds as men go into fix-it mode. And we immediately begin to think about, how can I save money to get new carpet? Well, I can certainly paint the walls, and we can change colors there. And, you know, I'll bring in an architect and see if we can expand the kitchen or something like that. Well, that's not what she's asking. All she wants is you. And at some point in her life, she has come to that place where her security in the relationship has been attacked. And so she is just expressing that through all these other things. So we need to be aware that her core need in marriage is security. And if we will trust the Lord to laser focus our words and our deeds toward her on and address that need of security, it's going to do our marriages a whole lot of good.
Yeah. Well, this is Session 6 of the Basic Gospel Series, The Grace Guide to Marriage, with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad that you've joined us today. You know, our purpose at Basic Gospel is to get this good news out by every means available so that people everywhere will have the chance to hear, believe, and live the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we hope that that's your mind as well. Hope you want to share in the blessing of being a part of that. Your gifts do make a difference. So, friends, please donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Your gifts are one of the main reasons that we are able to present a series like this marriage, this Grace Guide to Marriage. And so we appreciate so much your partnership, and many people listening do as well. Now, you folks in Canada can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. In other countries, PayPal is a great way to support Basic Gospel. Remember, your gifts do make a difference.
Yes, they do make a difference, and we're so grateful for all of those folks that have joined with us and are a part of the Basic Gospel team, financial team. Really, this is a partnership.
It is.
In the gospel. So God is working through a large group of people to deliver the good news about his son to as many people as possible through this radio broadcast, through internet, through our resources, conferences, all of the various channels that God has built that we can use to get this message out. So thank you to all who give to Basic Gospel. And if this ministry has touched you, blessed you, we encourage you to join the team, be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel.
Indeed. Basicgospel.net, you'll find a prominent link where you can make your donation there. You can call again, 844-322-2742.
Well, back to the Grace Guide for Marriage. So as far as husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, that means that you are addressing her core need for security within the relationship. Now, I have a funny story. When Gina and I first got married, I was really into golf at the time. Played a lot of tennis as well, but was really into golf. And so we got married, we went on our honeymoon, we came back, we settled into our apartment, and I started going to play golf on Saturdays and sometimes during the week at night. And this became a sore subject for us. Golf became a four-letter word in our home. Why? Because Gina was sensing that I love golf more than I loved her, that I was putting golf over our relationship or my relationship with her. Now, that wasn't the case in my heart. I mean, I knew I loved her. I knew she was the most important person in my life.
Yeah, at least as much as golf.
But I certainly wasn't communicating it to her. And I was telling a different story by some of the decisions that I was making. And now guys out there who are playing golf, I am not encouraging you to give up your golf games. I am not encouraging you to put that on the back shelf. But what I am saying is that if you start choosing golf more than you choose her, or at least that's what she thinks, then golf is going to become a poor subject. A sore subject in the relationship. So finally, I started recognizing that, hey, I'm communicating that I like golf more than I like Gina. Well, I gladly stopped playing golf because that wasn't true. What was true is that I loved Gina, period. And I wanted her to know that. Now, it took a long time for the Lord to get through this stubborn head and enable me to see it. But he enabled me to see it. He opened my eyes to that. And so Gina and I had a talk about that. And she admitted that she felt like I liked golf more than I liked her. And I said, well, that is not the case. I'll gladly give up golf. And you know what she did for me? For my next birthday, I got a certificate in an envelope for a golf swing clinic with one of the best golf teachers in the world.
Wow.
And so once she knew that golf was secondary, was nowhere close to her as far as my affections were concerned, then golf didn't become a four-letter word, or golf was no longer a four-letter word in our household. And she was okay with me going to play golf. So we need to be aware of what we're communicating to our wives through our choices, through our words, through our deeds.
Yes.
And it's important, isn't it, Richard?
One of the things that's ironic about this, and especially for us guys, you know, we get into the business world and we imagine ourselves as captains of industry and all this kind of stuff. We know that customer perception is reality, whether what they perceive is true or not.
Yeah.
You have to manage customer expectations and perceptions. Do we take that same knowledge home with us? Very rarely. We're not listening to what our wives are really saying, what their perceptions are. It doesn't matter if it's wrong or unfair. It's their perception. And until we're willing to talk to them about it, like you did with Gina, that perception's not going to change. And you just keep having the tension.
Right, absolutely. So you want to make sure that you're communicating to her that she is number one in your life, period, end of story. And there are all kinds of things that you can do. If you're in a business and you have employees and you tell your employees things that you're not going to tell your wife, she's going to feel like she's on the outside. She's going to feel like she's excluded. And that is going to attack that security, and she is going to feel insecure in the relationship. So there's lots of things that we guys need to pay attention to in our day-to-day lives, and to ask the question, what is this choice communicating to our wives about her importance in our lives?
Yeah.
So this is vitally important stuff, folks. So security is our core need. We need to address that in our words, in our actions. Now, one of the ways that we can do this best is something very simple. And it's in the book of James, be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen. We have that reversed. We're quick to speak, we're quick to anger, and we're slow to listen. Yes, if we ever get there.
Everybody knows James didn't belong in the Bible. That's the argument we use at that point. It's nonsense, but yeah, that's exactly true.
It's exactly true. We need to be quick to listen. Instead of jumping into a situation, trying to fix it. You know, us guys, we wear our Mr. Fix-It t-shirts every single day. That's what we want to do. I'm here to fix it. I can fix it. I can make it better. Well, sometimes we just need to take those t-shirts off, put them in the trash, fold them up, put them nice and neat at the bottom of our dresser drawer, something like that, and just simply listen. So here's what I encourage guys to do. Several times during the week, you can do this every single day of your life, and it's not going to take a whole lot of time. But when you come home from work, for example, let the first thing that you do when you come home is just sit down with your wife, look her in the eye, and ask her how her day is going.
How is your day,
And simply listen. You're not there to offer advice. You're not there to interrupt. You're not there to try to one-up her stories. You think you had it bad. Well, listen to what happened to me. and that's what we do in most conversations, isn't it? You're listening to a story, and as you're listening, you're thinking of your story that you want to tell. So you don't really hear what the other person is communicating, and especially in the marriage relationship. So sit down with your wife, look her in the eye, and simply listen. All she wants is for you to listen to her.
Yeah.
So when you do, you're communicating to her that you really care about her. She just wants to be seen. She just wants to be visible in your life.
And heard.
That's right. Yeah. She wants to know that you actually think about her during the day. And so if you come home and pay attention to her, give her your undivided attention for a few minutes. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 30 minutes. But you give her your undivided attention. That will do more for your marriage, for your relationship, than you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Why? That is going to open the floodgates for the two of you to be able to talk about anything and everything that is a part of your marriage relationship. How to deal with the kids, how to plan for the future, how do you want to spend your money? All of those things are going to be able to be discussed once she knows that you are fully interested in her and that she really is number one in your life.
Yeah.
So it's a very simple exercise, just listening. Some of the hardest stuff that we ever do. But if we will begin to learn and ask the Lord to teach us how to listen to our wives, we'll see and reap huge dividends as far as the relationship is concerned.
Indeed. It's the Grace Guide to Marriage, and wow, great insights, deep, rich insights in this particular study. And these are subjects that so many couples struggle with. And that's the reason that we're preparing this series for you, friends. If you'd like a review of the previous sessions, you'll find the archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. So we hope you'll tell others how to hear this excellent series, The Grace Guide to Marriage. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net/teaching.
Yeah, so there's so many other things that we can do as husbands to love our wives as Christ loved the church. But I think it's important for us to understand that the woman that you're married to is unique. She has unique gifts. She has unique skills. She has a unique personality. There's only one of her on this planet Earth. So since she's unique, the way you love her, as Christ loved the church, is going to be unique to her, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. I mean, take a word, like we teach this all the time. Jesus has told us, I will never leave you or forsake you. Well, when you go out and you're with friends, do you leave her and forsake her? I mean, you're not being mean, but if you're hanging out with everybody else and she's left standing there, you're there with her. You're not there with them.
Yes.
And it's that kind of simple thing. Do I do this right all the time? No, not even close.
Yeah, Lois was just talking.
Yeah,
about
it probably was. But you know, it's simple, but it's profound. I mean, ask yourself every day, how does Jesus show me that he loves me? And you lose count instantly.
Right.
Well, then the prayer is, well, help me show my wife that I love her.
That's right.
And again, it's not big stuff. She doesn't want flowers every day. She wants flowers once in a while. She doesn't need big expensive things, except once in a while when you really have a need. What she wants is you.
Yes.
And she wants you all the time, 24/7, whether you're together or not. And thankfully, with the technology today, you can acknowledge your wife anytime during the day, just yep. a short text. How's it going?
Right.
You know, I love you. You know, just little things like that.
Yeah. Now, here's I think, an important insight. And I think what you just said is very important, that what she really wants is you.
Yeah.
And for us, that's hard to imagine. I mean, why?
I mean, I don't want.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. She really just wants you. Why? Because that's where security is.
Yeah.
I mean, we see that throughout the Word of God. When Moses was asking God about leading the people, they had already gotten out of Egypt.
Yeah.
They were in the desert. And God said, well, I'm going to go with you. And that did everything for Moses. That calmed him down. That gave him hope. That gave him confidence. The fact that the Lord was going to be with Moses and the people. Well, the Lord is with us. And that's part of this relationship. And he is always with us. And that calms us down. That gives us hope. That gives us security and confidence in this world. And for a wife, knowing that her husband is always with her. Now, we can't be with her in her presence all the time, but we can communicate that we're always with her, that she's always in our minds, that we're always thinking about her. And that gives her some hope and confidence and security in this relationship called marriage. The other insight is this, that we don't have to become experts on women. God is not calling us to become experts on women.
Yeah.
As a husband, you have one woman that you need to be an expert of, that you need to know. And that's what marriage is all about, isn't it? Knowing one another. Just as God knows us, and we know him through Christ Jesus, as husband and wife, we're to know one another. And so as we listen, we're going to learn about our wives. We're going to find out what really makes them tick. And as we find out that information, then we can trust the Lord to give us creative ways to love this one woman, not all of the women in the world, just this one woman that you have left your mother and father for, that you have cleaved to, that you have become one with.
Yeah.
Listen to her, pay attention to her, then you will know, as you depend upon the Lord Jesus, how to love her as Christ loved the church.
That is just great insight from you, Bob and Richard, and friends, we hope you're hearing, hope you're taking it to heart. Well, we're glad that you're with us today to do that for the Grace Guide to Marriage. And if you have a question today or over the weekend, drop us an email to bob@basicgospel.net, or you can leave a voicemail at 844-322-2742. And please remember, as we said earlier, we need your help to keep this New Covenant message on the air and be able to spread it to others who need to hear the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to hear, believe, and live in his love. Again, the number is 844-322-2742, or you can donate online at basicgospel.net. In Canada, it's basicgospel.net/Canada. You can donate with PayPal. You can donate through the Basic Gospel app. Anyway is a great way to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. We would love to have your partnership as we carry this message forward day by day and year by year. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.